me.
You can be imprisoned for doing the right thing. Even acting in accordance with the law can be a crime in the eyes of the authorities if they don't agree with what you're doing. I was supposed to have been a threat to the peace and security of the state, or words to that effect. I was not allowed out of the house at all, and nobody was allowed into the house to see me. I was completely cut off from the outside world. They cut off my phone. They actually brought a pair of scissors and cut off the wires and carried my phone away. I'd been brought up by my mother with a very strong sense of duty towards my people and my country. My choice had always been made. It was my country first. But I think people should not be made to choose between their private lives and their political beliefs. Democracy is not perfect, and I think you have to keep working at it. So unless my lifetime is unexpectedly short, I certainly will see democracy come to Burma.
Aung San Suu Kyi is a peace activist and political leader, living under house arrest in Rangoon, Burma, since 1990, when her political party won 80% of the vote. The military dictatorship nullified that election. She and her supporters have faced frequent violence and a reign of terror from the military ever since. Her father, General Chi, led Burma's fight for independence until he was assassinated in 1947. Aung San Suu Kyi, as General Secretary of the National League for Democracy, now leads Burma's second struggle for independence. For this, she was awarded the 1991 Nobel Peace Prize. Ms. Magazine says her unique position as a power kept powerless illustrates the ambiguous position of all women in Burmese society. Aung San Suu Kyi, presented by Joan Buffington. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.